She had barely finished singing when Shad's voice boomed up the passage and they saw the welcome glow of the lantern.
Ahoy there, mates! Come and see this! I found a way down!
Stumbling through the half-light behind the fading lantern, they followed Shad down the corridor. He halted in front of a heavy wooden door, swinging it open with a jarring creak to reveal its other side covered in fungus.
Welcome to the old castle cellars, me hearties. Though I don't see what good they'll do us, we should be going up, not downwards.
Dropping his bag of treasure, Friar Butty pushed past the otter.
Look, torches!
From rusted iron rings in the wall, he pulled four hefty wooden bundles, their ends coated thick with pine resin. Tansy took one and lit it from the last dying lantern flame.
Of course, it makes sense to leave torches at the entrance to cellars. By the seasons, they do burn brightly.
Brilliant yellow light radiated around, revealing their position. Far larger than Great Hall, the cellars stretched above and below them. Water dripped from long stalactites, hanging from a high-hewn rock ceiling, falling down from a great height to splash far below, where they stood. The five questers were on a narrow step, jutting from the wall. Other steps wound their way downward, hugging the wall sides until they ended in the depths below. Shad lit another torch from the one Tansy carried.
Only one way to go, mates. Down. Come on, follow me.
Placing their backs to the wall, they descended carefully, step by step, each holding the other's paws. The stone stairs seemed never-ending, and by the time they had covered three-quarters of the distance, wet moss and slime made the going treacherous. Shad stopped and rested by crouching against the damp walls.
Phew! This place is enough to give a crab the creeps. You got any rope left, Diggum?
The foremole unwound a coil from round his waist.
Yeah, I got a little length.
Shad took it and knotted it round his middle, then passed it back.
Best rope ourselves together for safety. Yeah, get away, you filthy scum!
A large gross toad with sightless eyes was trying to gnaw the end of the otter's tail. With a swift flick of his rudder-like appendage, he tossed the amphibian in the air and battered it off the step. The toad whirled in an arc, then hit the liquid below. It vanished with a squelching plop, leaving a small dimple on the surface. Tansy held a torch out over the stair edge.
That isn't water down there. 'Tis more of a swamp.
Other toads were crawling upwards toward them, the dreadful creatures apparently attracted by Shad's cry and Tansy's voice. Cracklin hid behind foremold, shuddering.